That was Thievery Corporation, and Heaven's Gonna Burn Your Eyes on Coral FM. Well, the last couple of weeks, I've been working on this show called Tales from the Street, which is a Coronation Street on stage. There we go. Am I there? Yeah, I think I'm there. Okay. I can never tell because the light goes off and on. Anyway, I've been working on this show called Tales from the Street, which is for Coronation Street actors that have been touring across Canada, asking, answering questions from the audience and kind of, you know, sharing some of their own anecdotes and secrets and gossip and that kind of stuff. So recently they were in Waterloo at the Humanities Theater, actually last Friday, and it was a great crowd. It was a good turnout, and there were some great questions. And I know there's, you know, Coronation Street pings that happen every Sunday morning at the Duke of Wellington, which is kind of fun. But they couldn't come. They couldn't go to the Duke of Wellington after the show because they came straight in from Montreal, and then they had to go right back to Mississauga out to the airport again because they were leaving for Calgary the next morning. It's kind of my fault that they stopped in Waterloo because I said you have to bring the show here, so they did. And I'm glad they did because it was a lot of fun. So I got a chance to talk to four actors: Julia Haworth, who played Clara Peacock on the series, and Steve Arnold, who played Ashley Peacock on the series, and Nick Cochran, who played Andy McDonald on the series, and Charles Lawson, of course, who played Jim McDonald on the series, and yeah, and they are touring across Canada. So here's a little bit of a bio on Charlie Lawson. He plays Jim McDonald. He's a you know, an Irish badass. He's in jail right now. He's gone down. He's gone down for 7 years. Oh dear. And so now there's a big campaign in England right now to free Jim McDonald. It's hilarious. There are songs over YouTube. In fact, I'm going to play one of them in a few minutes. But I had a chance to talk to these two. I had a chance to talk to both Charles and Nick backstage. So just before I play this wee interview with Charles, I'm going to give you a little bit of background on him. He was born in Inniskill in Northern Ireland and trained at the Guildhall School of Music and Drama in London. Best known as Jim McDonald Coronation Street for ITV, which he played in for many years. He also played Bill McQueen in a series of Doctors and was Yizzle in Bread, both for the BBC. Other television shows include PC Stan Drinkwater in Casualty for the BBC, Bingham in Rosemary and Times for Anthony Carlyle in Birth of a Legend, Building of the Titanic for Granada, Charlie Stubbs in A Game of Soldiers for BBC. That's interesting because there was a character named Charlie Stubbs in Coronation Street, too. Brian Taylor in Holby City for BBC, a whole bunch of stuff for BBC. Also in one of my, he was also in one of my favorite all-time movies called Wilt, along with Gris Rhys Davies and Mill Smith, I believe it is, and Pacoon, and I cannot answer that question. He's also done a lot of theater. He was Paddy in The Blue Hen for the Glasgow Citizens and Scottish Tour, Dr. Bruner in Rain Man, a national tour. He also played Frank in Educating Rita, Mark in Art, Mickey Bridge in Bloody Sunday, scenes from the Savile Report, Ton in Gimme Shelter, the Liverpool Playhouse. He's also been in Henry VIII, the Romeo and Juliet, the Comedy of Errors, Shepherd's Tale, Julius Caesar, Volpone, and Breaking the Ice, all for the Royal Shakespeare Company. And Charles has also recorded a few radio plays as well for the BBC, Bloody Sunday, and Enemy of the People. So here's a wee interview I did with Charles Lawson, who plays Jim McDonald on Coronation Street on Coral FM. A couple of questions to ask you. And just before we start this interview, I did play sheep farming in the Falkland Islands on the radio show this week.
Why did you do that?
Just for you.
How did you find it?
I found it, at first of all, I thought it was a band, and then I realized, no, it's...
It was a joke.
It's crass.
Yeah.
So I played it. Anyway, here's a, I guess, and you've probably had so many people ask you this, but here's my take on Jim McDonald. I think he is, and Corey in general, I think he's a guy that does all the right things for the wrong, all the wrong things for the right reasons,
And I think that you guys are ordinary people that are often thrust into extraordinary circumstances.
Yeah, I think so. As I've said before, you know, what Jim is a man, warts and all. He's an ex-soldier, coping with civilian life, and, you know, therefore he makes mistakes. You know, there's not many men in the street, and he's sort of one, you know.
He is one of them. Yeah. I also wanted to ask you, because I'm very interested in playwrights, and I know you've done some theater.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about Des Dillon.
Well, we had a great time with The Blue Hen. We had to rewrite it and restructure it, and it was sort of an interesting experience because it was work in progress. We lost the director on the first day because he was barking up a very, very, very strange tree. And it was never going to work with him, so he resigned at lunchtime when we, as cast members, said, "That's ridiculous." So we were stuck without a director to put a play on, so Des volunteered, and it was really work in progress. We went through the play, changed it structurally. It ended up being a car crash, but a very, very interesting, good car crash.
It was raw and
great, you know, when you've got two alcoholics, a drug dealer, and a wheelie bin, anything can happen, you know.
That's true.
And it did, you know. So, you know, as I say, structurally, it's a play that could be improved, but we had 3 weeks to try and restructure it and whatever, and we did our best. And as I say, it was a car crash, but certainly a very, very interesting one. Got hugely mixed reviews, very good,
so
very
that,
bad.
So
but
that
I mean,
means...
you know, it's interesting theatre, and it was a damn sight, gave me a kick.
What interests you in live theatre? What excites you in live theatre?
Things like that, really. You know, now I've done the RSC and the National and the English Shakespeare Company and all that. And so, you know, things that excite me are things like that, really.
Okay.
Nowadays.
Do you have a favourite playwright?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't have a favourite, you know.
Okay.
I could tell you William Shakespeare, but that would be bullshit.
Everybody says William Shakespeare.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you joining the cast of Waterloo Road? Is that for...
They're trying to get me onto it, yeah. But
okay.
So far they haven't come up with anything that excites, but they'd like to, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that'll do. It's another job, so hopefully that'll happen. Hopefully it won't. If it doesn't happen, something else will happen. It always has done, don't you?
Well, Salante, and thank you so much. For your
pleasure,
interview.
Carl. No problem. Nice to meet you.
So
no problem. All the best. Enjoy yourself tonight.
Oh,
ask some questions.
Next!
Hello. Thank you for calling. Hello. Thank you for calling. Hello. Thank you for calling.
Sounds simple when you say it quick.
Hello. Thank you for calling.
This is the gunman.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You just sit tight.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's a surprise now, sonny boy, eh?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Look, I know what the crack is, son.
Yeah.
Is the gunman.
You just sit tight, because if you get up, so much as move, I'll blow your head off. You understand? You just sit tight. You just sit tight. You just sit tight. I want to see my wife. I don't want to see her now. Whoa, listen. I don't want food, and I don't want drink. I want to see my wife. I don't want to see her now. Whoa, listen. I want my wife here now. Do you understand? Do you understand? Look. 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 Look.
I know what the crack is, son. I know what the crack is, son. My name's Jim McDonald. My name's Jim McDonald. My name's Jim McDonald. Yes, this is the gunman. My name's Jim McDonald. My name's Jim McDonald. My name's Jim McDonald. Do I make myself clear? Good.
You tell me this and you tell me no more, sonny boy. Why is it I am getting the impression that you're stringing me along?
No, listen. I want to see my wife. want to see my wife. I want to see my wife. I don't want to see her now. You'll find her in the Rover's Return, Coronation Street, okay? My name's Jim McDonald. My name's Jim McDonald. My name's Jim McDonald. I'm not letting anybody go, and I'm not going anywhere until you get her here right now. Do I make myself clear? Nah. Trying to get the money for the pub. I've let you down again. I've let you down again. Trying to get the money for the pub. I've messed everyone up again. I've messed everyone up again. I think today I'm beyond help, don't you? I really thought we'd have a happy ending, you and me. One step outside that door and they're gonna shoot me dead. I really thought we'd have a happy ending, you and me. My name's Jim McDonald. My name's Jim McDonald. My name's Jim McDonald. Yes, this is the gunman. My name's Jim McDonald. My name's Jim McDonald. My name's Jim McDonald. Do I make myself clear? Good. You see, Elizabeth, you deserve better than me, so you do, and right now that means just about anyone out there. It's time we ended this. It's time we ended this. It's time we ended this. The gun's inside, I've no other weapons. He just robbed a bank. He just robbed a bank. He just robbed a bank. My dad is a grade one nutcase. He just robbed a bank. He just robbed a bank. He just robbed a bank. My dad is a grade one nutcase. Elizabeth, I'm sorry. Elizabeth, I'm sorry.
Yeah, free Jim McDonald. And that was Charlie Lawson, of course, as Jim McDonald. And as I just mentioned, I did a wee chat with him backstage at the Tales from the Street show when it was in Waterloo. So I also had a chance to talk to the guy that plays his son, Andy, Nick Cochran, who actually was on, along with Simon Gregson, who plays Steve McDonald, who you kind of heard in that clip a little bit as well. They were together on the show for 10 years, you know, brothers. Nick is actually from Manchester, and at the age of 15 was plucked from school to audition because they used to go around schools to look for people for Coronation Street to play young kids. I mean, Davy Jones from the Monkees was Ina Sharple's nephew. I know this goes way back. This is in the early 1960s. Anyway, once he auditioned, within a few weeks, he joined the cast of Coronation Street and spent 10 years there as Steve's twin brother. And since leaving Coronation Street, Nick has done a bunch of stuff. He was with the Middle Ground Theatre Company and with a tour of Spring and Port Wine. He played a golf pro, Barry Scripps, in ITV's Heartbeat, which I think has been in Canada. And he loves golf. And then he also was presenting shows on Granada TV and MUTV. He was He also turned his hand at television presenting with appearances on Granada TV and MUTV interviewing football heroes. He's a good interviewer, too. He interviewed David Beckham and Roy Keane. And he's also been on a radio station called Peak FM in England, and he would love to talk. These guys love talking football, I can tell you, because I was with them at the Flatiron Firkin in Toronto. They were all talking football and sports. Steve especially. Steve Arnold is into boxing big time, and if you go see the show, you'll find out why. Anyway, going back to Nick. Nick was also did a lot of pantomime all the way through England, and now he's with this show, and actually, this show was really, well, you'll see. Here's an interview with Nick Cochran from Tales of the Street on Coral FM.
This whole show was your idea, right? And it started off at the British Isles show?
Well, I did the British Isles show a long time ago. That was back in 95 or 96 or something. But this was born out of an idea that I had, I don't know, maybe 6-8 months ago. And and then we've done it for the British market, so it just seemed a natural progression, really, to bring it over here, because the fans are so fanatical, and there's so many of you. So it seemed quite just the natural thing to do, really.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a few more questions here, and you probably heard this one before, but what was your first audition for Granada? Do you remember?
Well, it's part of the show, but yeah, I do. I remember it vividly. We were asked down to Granada. Myself and Simon were at the same school, who plays Steve.
What'd they do, come and scout looking?
Basically, yeah. I'd done a school play, which we put on a theatre in Manchester for charity.
What did you do?
It was a Willie Russell play called Our Day Out.
Oh, okay.
About a bunch of Liverpudlian kids who go on a school trip and wreck the place. It was good.
Willie Russell, he's a playwright.
And so we put that on, like I say, at a theatre, and there was a casting agent who came to see the show. A lady by the name of Beverly Keogh, who at the time was just starting out and is now huge casting agent over in the UK. And she came to the school and asked for me and Simon to go and do an audition down at Granada, which we did. That was a bit daunting, but only being 15, I suppose you don't really understand the magnitude of the thing, you know. And it was good fun. I enjoyed it immensely, obviously. But it was really a matter of don't call us, we'll call you.
Mm-hmm.
And they rang the school back and we went down for another audition, and, you know, sort of the rest is history, as they say.
Yeah, no kidding. What's the funniest thing you can remember? The funniest memory you've had? Or a cast member that...
I couldn't possibly tell you the funniest memory at all. That would be X-rated. No, I'm only joking. I did a lot of years there, and... We were fortunate enough to be in a time where we only did 3 episodes in a week.
And, rather than the way
and it
they
was,
do it.
Steve. And it was different. Get out, you. See, they just... get. You're on in a minute, so don't start with me. Go. Sorry, I apologise to Steve Arnold. He's very childish. So what was the question, Coral? I can't remember. Oh yes, no. So we were down there. We spent a lot of years there, a lot of happy memories. And we were in a time where there was only 3 episodes, and we had not a lot of spare time. But if you weren't in the middle of a big storyline, then you did have some spare time there. So there was lots of pranks, and there was lots of fun to be had. And like I say, it's all part of the show.
You did some panto. What were you in?
I've done panto loads of times. It's a great time of year, Christmas, to fill a theatre up with children and parents. And being a dad myself, it's something that I look forward to. I did take a couple of years off doing it when we had the kids, but it's something that I love. I love very much. I've done Snow White. I played the prince in Snow White when I was younger. Three or four times. I've done Dick Whittington, I've done Robin Hood, I've done Babes in the Wood, I've done Cinderella last year, the year before. Last year I was Aladdin.
Yeah,
the oldest Aladdin on the circuit.
That's funny, because Steve was Aladdin too.
He was indeed, in a completely different part of the country.
There's two Aladdins.
We were, yes, indeed. So no, but I love it. I love panto. It's a good time of year. You know, people don't go to the theatre enough. In my opinion, I know times are difficult, and it can be a bit pricey, but Christmas is a good time of year when the theatres are full regularly, and you know, it's sometimes it's a bit close to the bone, sometimes it's a bit cheesy, but you know, nine times out of ten, it's fun, and everyone leaves with a smile on the face, and that's what we do.
I have one last question: who's your favourite playwright, and why?
Well, I would probably say Willie Russell, to be honest with you. Willie's from the north of England, where we are, and he's written some fantastic stuff. And, you know, our humour in our part of the world does tend to travel pretty well, and so I would probably pick Willie, yeah.
Okay.
You'll get a longer answer off Charlie about that if you ask him that when I tell you.
I know he works with a Scottish playwright. He did Blue Hen. He did a.
Oh yes, Charlie did that. Yes, yes, he did.
So
yeah.
I'm going to ask him about that.
Grill him about that. Okay.
I'm going to grill him about that.
No problem.
Right. Thank you so much.
Cheers, honey. No sweat.
Thank you,
sweetie. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks.
No problem at all.
Next.
And that was the interview I did with Nick Cochran, who is part of Tales from the Street, which is currently touring. Well, actually, they're out west right now. They are. Well, we're tonight, March the 21st, they're at the Western Manitoba Centennial Auditorium in Manitoba. And then tomorrow night they're in Winnipeg at the Pantages Playhouse Theater. And then they come right back here again, March 23rd to the Grand Theater in Kingston. And the 24th, they're in Ottawa, the Realton Carlton Entertainment Raceway, which is wild because the early VIP show is sold out. So they're doing a post-VIP show after the show. So a VIP means you get to meet the cast, you get a program, you get them autographed, and you get your pictures taken. So, and then you get to sit in the front two rows of the theater and, in a special session. So that's kind of neat before the rest of the audience comes in. Which is very cool. And then next Tuesday, they're at the Central Collegiate in Barrie in the Fisher Auditorium. So I'm hoping to head up there because I got some pals up there I'd like to see, and that will be fun. And then they're at Redeemer Auditorium in Ancaster and Althaus. They're in London, Sarnia, Lindsay, Mississauga, and Niagara Falls. And then they're back. They're out of here early April. So it's been quite the tour for them, and it's been a lot of fun so far. And they've met a lot of people so far. And, you know, I hear from them. I haven't heard from them for a couple of days, but I'm sure I will. And they've been all over the TV and everything else. So that's Tales from the Street. You can go to www.talesfromthestreet.biz if you're a Coronation Street fan. And it's Steve Arnold, Julia Haworth, Nick Cochran, and Charlie Lawson. I can't believe I played sheep farming in the Falkland Islands because I thought it was something you really wanted. And it turned out it was a bloody joke. So the joke's on me. Anyway, speaking of Charlie and Irish and all that kind of stuff, I'm going to play some, and last weekend was St. Patrick's Day. That was great. I actually went out and, you know, didn't have green beer, but I had, I can't remember. Oh, yeah, I had lager and lime. That's what I had. And played some pool and closed the Rum Runner, which was great. That was not St. Patrick's Day. That was the day before, actually, on a Friday. Anyway, here's... Here comes a regular from Black Irish by the Mahones on Coral FM.
A couple of questions to ask you.
Oh, no, that's not it.
Just before we start this interview.
No, that's not it. This is it.
Never fear. Trouble, emission testing, all your car care needs here at Down the Road Again, 430 Albert Street, Waterloo. Give us a call at 519-747-2220, 430 Albert Street, Waterloo. Down the Road Again for all your car care needs.
Great service when your car needs care, you and your car are gonna love it.
James is a civil engineer. He plans roads, designs bridges, puts up buildings. There's new challenges every day, demanding innovation at the drafting table and teamwork on site, which could be a tool shed or a half-finished school in a disaster zone. James is Second Lieutenant James Kim, construction engineering officer in the Canadian Forces. We're recruiting in engineering professions. There are careers, then there are military careers. Visit us at forces.ca. A message from the Government of Canada.
Hey everyone, it's the Brit here.
And DJ JD, and we want to give you the inside look into Sound FM.
Sound FM is a community radio station that dedicates its time and effort into promoting new artists. You will hear many new and not so new music on this station. There's something for everyone.
As a co-op based radio station, it was the perfect choice for myself and the Brit to get a true taste of the radio lifestyle. So don't touch that dial and keep supporting your local radio station, 100.3 Sound FM.
Fly or fly.
This is Finney from the Mahones.
This is Michael from the Mahones.
You're listening to Coral FM.
Sound FM.
101.1.
I'll do the math. What's the number?
100.3.
I got it.
100.3? Coral FM.
Okay. I'll do Coral Sound FM 100.3. Okay. I get that.
This is Finney McConnell from the Mahones.
This is Michael O'Grady from the Mahones.
You're listening to Coral FM.
On Sound FM 100.3.
Yeah!
Thank you, Coral.
Hey!
This is going out to all four members of Tales from the Street, because they're all cracked actors. You should see them. They're really crazy people. Lovely, but crazy.
Years from my Hollywood highs, the best of the last. Jackson.